Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
This is The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Starting next week, this is my sec. Bob breaks down the NFL.
No!
Jeff Lutz.
Are you kidding me? You're terrible at it.
Warning. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're invited to partake of it.
Oh, gasp. I'm so excited.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you for the next couple of hours. Here we are, Max Fire Producing Engineering, 869-1240 is the phone number, sponsored by IHOP, the IHOP hotline. Major League Baseball draft underway. I just heard Jim Rome take a shot at it, kind of sealing my thunder.
What did he say?
I love baseball.
Well, you were the one taking shots at it yesterday. Maybe you and Jim Rome can get together.
I love Major League Baseball. I love everything about it. I always have. I always will. Except the draft.
Why?
What an underwhelming presentation.
What's supposed to be overwhelming about it?
I don't think it has to be, but I also don't think you have to put it on television.
It's different. Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. You don't have to put it on TV.
Agree with me?
No, I don't necessarily agree.
I stopped you in your tracks. It's okay. The draft is fine. That's the way you got to do it. But you don't have to televise it. It doesn't have the appeal of basketball. Nobody knows the players, first of all.
Baseball fans do. Or they've educated themselves.
They put it in a barn in Fort Worth. With people doing, their lassoing.
Not many of the players showed up.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't know. I don't. You can watch it or not. So I don't.
I enjoyed it. I watched. I didn't watch all 70 picks, but I watched all the first rounders.
Right.
I like baseball.
I watched till the Guardians.
But it was not. It was not exciting. You got Greg Amsinger and Harold Reynolds waving at the crowd. He's up on the dais. And,
who cares?
And some clown over there in the middle.
Some clown, the national championship winning coach.
Who was the other guy?
Dan O'Dowd and Jim Callis.
I love Jim Callis. Dan O'Dowd I could live without.
Well, he didn't do a great job, but he seemed to know what he was talking about.
Man, just
said aircraft carrier about 400 times. I mean,
just don't televise the thing.
I don't understand that. There's so much air. It's the MLB Network. What else are they going to put on during the draft other than the draft?
Well, snazz it up a little bit.
It's not a snazzy event.
Well, make it one. They tried. In their minds, they tried to make let's have some people out here with their ropes and – and
with people looking, out there
looking
with their
like
ropes?
Cowboys and cowgirls, and
I didn't see any of
Fort
that.
Worth, and let's Old West it. No,
I didn't really see any of that.
Well, you weren't watching. You're on your phone half the time. You're not watching.
Of course, I was watching.
No, I looked over at you. You were over here. You were on your phone all the time.
No, I wasn't.
Just completely not immersed in the.
Well,
in
I wasn't
the draft
immersed
at all.
In picks 2 through 35.
Well, congratulations. Are you satisfied with...
Yeah, we've got a... Sounds like a pretty decent haul we've gotten in the top 3-4 rounds. We're starting to go with the under-slot guys here.
Cardinals just took a guy who wasn't in the top 250 with their 142nd pick. They picked a guy in the... I like their first pick. I hate every other pick.
Hate?
Yeah, hate.
Strong
hate
word.
Every other pick.
It's unfortunate. Since
they're
you don't
well
know anything
below
about
where they were ranked.
Well, that's just a ranking now. I mean, these guys are in high school, maybe just out of college. They've not stepped on a professional
this guy
diamond
in Oklahoma. We took a picture from Oklahoma State earlier.
Yeah, Brian Holiday. He's pretty good.
He was ranked 242. We took him 80. And that's way too high, in my opinion.
Well, those aren't great decisions then. You're not
Every team does their own rankings. I get it.
You're not spreading the money around
these
very well.
These are MLB pipeline rankings.
But in some cases, I mean, those rankings are loosely used to try to, hey, look what you were ranked here. We're not going to give you as much money as this slot avails itself.
I saw a friend of the show, two friends of the show, Clark Candiotti was picked in the fourth supplemental fourth round. And last night, late in the second round, Peyton Toll out of TCU.
Well, Dylan Dreiling is a friend of the show.
And Dylan Dreiling. We've had several friends of the show get
picked.
Where did
Peyton Tolley go?
Can't remember. Is it Tolley or Toll?
Tolley.
Well, I have to look. Former Shocker. He went, let's see here. He went to
whoever got him,
the Boston Red Sox.
Well, that's a pretty good pick for the Boston
pick.
Red Sox.
Good for him.
Great for him.
They do a good job on this MLB.com website. Maybe they should just do the draft there.
I wouldn't complain about it. Guardians are on the clock, so we'll see what happens.
We don't care.
I'm just letting everybody know.
But the honest truth is we don't care.
That's great. Do we care that Braden Davis got picked by the Cardinals? Not really, but you still mentioned it.
I didn't mention it.
Royals have seemingly had a pretty good draft.
Well, Twins, what have they done?
Twins got Kalen Culpepper. Royals got Caglione and a nice left-handed pitcher.
I love J.J. Weatherholt. I've done my deep dive.
Well, I could have told you that.
And the guy's just a hitter.
Yeah, you hope he stays healthy. You hope he stays maybe at shortstop, although that doesn't necessarily
matter.
Well,
Mason Wynn's our shortstop.
Fine, then he'll play second.
Yeah, he'll play second. Have some knowledge about the Cardinals. Don't roll out that he's shortstop.
Well, I bet they'll send him out as a shortstop initially.
Well, he may play there in the – but why? They're going to get him prepped to play second base.
Well, maybe so.
He'll play some middle infield. He'll be a guy that – but, I mean, you don't want him wasting time over at shortstop.
Yeah, the guards are going low or, you know, high ceiling, low floor college pitchers now.
Yeah, good for them. And again, no one cares.
I care a little.
Like, why would you even say that on a Wichita radio show, what the Guardians are
Who
doing?
Who cares?
Right.
That's my team. That's why.
That's my point.
People understand why I'm talking about the Guardians.
So we played in the tournament over the weekend, and thank you and your wife for coming out yesterday morning when it was at least bearable. The second game was not. I thought I was going to pass out. And we had fun. Our 14U team did great, League 42 I'm talking about. We won a game, then we lost in the semifinals in bracket play. And then the 12 and under team won the tournament.
How about that?
Out at the Southwest Boys Club. So a lot of pride and for everyone who participated, our players, certainly our coaches, thank you for going above and beyond and being a part of all that. It was fun. We'll do it again next year. And it'll be something to look forward to, kind of an end of the season reward for some
players.
Will
you continue to coach that team, kind of like coaching the Olympic team or a World Baseball? You just come in for that little group.
I thought about it with my friend Jason Norris.
Well, we saw maybe your final victory then if you don't decide to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to coach in the regular season anymore. It's time to pull back just a little bit, although when I think about it, it makes me more sad than it does anything else, but that's okay.
Well, then maybe reevaluate.
No, I'm not going to. I don't think I will reevaluate. I think I've made this decision. Sometimes you decide to do things that make you sad to some degree. That's okay. That's part of it.
Who was the pitcher yesterday who mowed him down?
Yeah, Braylon.
And what's his future? Where's he going?
He's a Derby kid. And he's a big kid. He's been in our league for a while. He's got a chance. He throws pretty hard. got for a great, 14-year-old.
Got a great arm.
And we look for, had he been healthy, he hadn't pitched in a month, had a hip pointer, and that was the first time on the mound in a month.
Wow.
And he's also a very good hitter, and he's got a chance.
You guys hit the ball, too.
Yeah, we got some guys.
Played a good game.
We got some guys out there.
I was not a huge fan of the other team.
Why is that?
Playing the walk-up music.
Yeah, that's the way it is in the world nowadays.
Guy gets hit in the wrist by a bat. Coaches don't even come out and check on him or anything. Say, are you all right? Kids slamming their bats down. Kid walking off the mound when he's getting pulled out. I mean, coach the team. Coach a team.
Well, that's what we try to do in League 42.
Right.
I can only take care of my world.
So I was pulling for your team.
Well, I would hope you'd pull for our team.
Because your team was being coached, it looked like.
Regardless. I would hope you'd pull for our team.
Yeah, but it didn't hurt that the other team acted that way.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. We had a good time. Thanks to Scott Martin and the people at Southwest Boys Club for their hospitality. Letting us get in that tournament. We'll do it again next year, and we look forward to it. And I have thought about being the coach of the
kind of the coach emeritus.
But then I want to give our other coaches the opportunity too.
Well, you can come in and supervise. You're kind of overseeing the process anyway, kind of sitting on the bucket, kind of just pulling strings a little bit.
Yeah, you noticed that, huh?
You're kind of the CEO of the operation.
You saw me pull some strings, didn't
I? I don't know about that. It's the first phrase that came into mind.
Well, we had some great leadership. Yeah. Me, you know.
Those other coaches were doing a lot, too.
Yeah, no question. What'd they do?
Oh,
just kidding.
They look good.
Completely kidding. We're going to play the Bob and Jeff drafts a little bit later in the show. We've got maybe the slowest day in the calendar year for sports. The Home Run Derby is tonight. I could not care less. Again, big baseball guy. That has come and gone.
I'm not a Home Run Derby guy myself.
The time for the Home Run Derby has passed.
Even though Jose Ramirez is in it, great. Hope he does well. Probably not going to watch it.
Just don't get it anymore. Unless Aaron Judge is in it. Unless you have your most prolific home run hitters.
Well, Pete Alonso's in it. There's some guys
Pete Alonso.
Hit the ball a long way.
Come on. Alec Bohm, I love him. I love the kid. He's a great kid. But, I mean, come on.
He'll probably do pretty well.
Well, listen. He's, as Ted Woodward said in our sports report, he's the lowest odds to win it. You going to bet on him?
Probably not. But if
how
you,
would you bet if you
I'd
had
go to, I'd go to FanDuel and place
and how
that
would
bet.
You do that bet?
What do you mean?
Well, you're the FanDuel guy. How would I do that?
You'd just bet. You'd make your bet.
Well, but what link do I go to?
You can go to FanDuel.com/Lutz.
And then what?
To sign up. Or if you already have a FanDuel account, just go.
What if I don't?
Then make one. That's what I just said.
Well, then how do I do that? What link do I...
I just told you.
Where does that take me?
Takes you to the sign-up page.
Is there a fee involved?
No, goodness, no.
Like you're on...
A fee.
Like you're on FanDuel a whole
time. I couldn't spend more time on FanDuel.
Whatever.
What an app. What a site.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out something to do tonight because... Our season is now officially over. We've got our season celebration coming up this weekend. But I got to figure out, do my wife and I go out to dinner tonight? What
really?
Do we do?
On a Monday?
Sure.
Where would you go?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I better check the specials at Leakers, hadn't I?
Is that going out to eat in your estimation?
That is.
So you're going to go pick something up to eat.
It's kind of going out to eat, but it's, you know, it's going out to get food to eat. They've got lasagna, brats and kraut, and scallop potatoes with ham.
Hmm.
Any of that appeal to you?
I like scallop potatoes.
What about lasagna?
I don't know if I want to get lasagna from a grocery store, but
it's good.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
It's good. I've had it before. And the Bratzenkraut is appealing as well. Because I like sauerkraut. Isn't that weird? Who would have thought that me, picky eater than I am, would like sauerkraut?
I don't know. I don't know what it tastes like, so I can't really evaluate that.
I think you'd like it.
It smells terrible.
It doesn't smell good. And it's shocking to me that I do like it.
I don't think the texture.
And I can't believe I ever. What was the first time I ate it? What made me say,
what did you have it on? What did you have it on?
Same thing, brats.
Okay.
My mother made it.
So you've liked it for a long time. This isn't a new discovery.
No, this isn't a new discovery. My mother made it, and I think she did it mostly with hot dogs, although there were probably brats.
Sure. More common on brats, I'd say.
But my dad loved that dish, and for whatever reason, that certainly wasn't a prerequisite for me to like something just because my dad did. In fact, that was a rare occurrence. But for some reason...
Were you like that?
I said, I'm going to try the brat and the kraut and see what I think. And I loved it. And now the more I talk about it, the more I'm running to Leakers after
then
this.
Then you better go get in line.
Would you eat sauerkraut?
I'd probably try it, but is it? Am I going to go rush out to Leakers?
It's making me hungry thinking
it?
About it.
No, I'm not. I don't know what I'll do for dinner. We've got cans of stew that are pretty good.
Cans of stew?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You're picky, too.
For the most part.
Cans of stew. I've never heard of such a thing.
You have cans of soup, right?
Yeah, I have cans of soup.
This is a little bit
I don't
thicker.
Usually eat cans of soup. But
what are all those cans
sodium.
Of soup in your...
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't eat them.
Okay, I guess not.
That's not something that I'd... Normally, although there's been times where I get into that.
Yeah, they do have too much sodium, and I've tried soups, no sodium. They're awful. So I
never use a salt shaker on anything, on any dish, ever. You don't need to. If you do, you're crazy because there's so much salt in everything that why would you add salt?
Right, I only use salt to cook.
Now, pepper... I shake like it's going out of stock.
Is there salt in pepper?
I don't think so.
Seems like there would be, right?
Why?
I don't know. Isn't there salt in the actual vegetable?
Well, I don't think no.
Pepper?
I don't think there's. If you look up the ingredients of pepper, I don't think you're going to see salt as one of them.
Well, now I'm going to check.
In fact, I think pepper's just pepper.
That's probably true, but it's something that you don't hear asked very often. And maybe that's just because it's so obvious. Why would anyone ask that? Is there salt in pepper? Black pepper contains sodium, but not as much as salt. Well, that makes sense.
What else is pepper made of? just say, what are the ingredients in pepper?
Well, I'm about to.
Don't you have Siri on your phone?
Carbohydrates, proteins, fiber, moisture, fat, and minerals.
All that's in pepper?
Main active ingredient is piperine, which gives black pepper its heat and a complex flavor profile. Alkaloids, antioxidants, flavonoids, and essential oils.
I think pepper is...
Black pepper.
I couldn't live without pepper. I put it on everything. Now, does that mean it's just a substitute for salt if it has sodium in it?
Basically.
But I like pepper. I like the
way
it tastes.
What is the difference between salt and sodium?
I don't know. I like the way pepper tastes. Don't you?
It's all right.
I put it on everything.
I mean, I use it to cook, but I don't use it to where it's an overwhelming flavor in my dish.
I don't know, man. You tell me. Give me something. I'll tell you whether I put pepper on.
Chicken.
Yes. Next.
Spaghetti.
Yes.
Really?
Of course.
That's bizarre.
Well, the meat sauce. Nobody eats just plain spaghetti.
What do you mean? Spaghetti and meatballs.
Well,
spaghetti
sure.
And everybody knows what spaghetti means when I say spaghetti.
Well, we don't just eat raw spaghetti.
No one thinks that.
With salt, with pepper. So, yeah, I put it on there. I also fry up some hamburger.
Obviously, steak. You put pepper on, I'm sure.
You know, that's the one thing I may not put pepper.
Really?
No, I ground. If they have the ground pepper, you know, one of those.
Yeah, but that's essentially what pepper is.
Then I really like that.
Grounds of
salad,
pepper.
Put pepper on. Pizza, I don't. There's something.
Nor should you.
I don't shake pepper on pizza.
No, I don't think. I don't know anyone who would.
You'd be crazy.
That
to
seems
do
that. Insane.
Pizza's already loaded with flavor and
exactly
spice.
Pizza does not need much improvement from what it comes out of the oven as.
My wife brought home Pizza John's the other night.
Is that what I had yesterday?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
You didn't like it?
I love Pizza John's, but I guess maybe the warm-up factor isn't...
You didn't like it?
It was fine. Again, I like Pizza John's. I like going to Pizza John's. It's fantastic.
When's the last time you went to Pizza John's in Derby?
Last year? Maybe earlier this year? It was earlier this year.
Have I told you my Pizza John's?
It was when I went to Joanna Chadwick's classroom.
I got some Pizza John's stories. Would you like to hear them?
Not really. Maybe a Pizza John's gift card, then yeah, I'd like to.
Our listeners would love to hear them, and I'll tell you a couple of them when we come back from the break.
You think you'll forget?
Nope.
Too bad.
Pizza John's, put it in my brain. Pizza John's, tell the stories.
Ziggy's.
Pizza John's, I'm going to tell the Pizza John's stories. After the break, Max Power in the East Wichita studio, manning the controls. Stay with us.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
So I told you I was going to tell you some Pizza John's story.
Well, I'll miss those. You can miss me.
Why aren't
those.
You curious about your father? I would have given anything for my dad to tell me stories.
Because these are going
to
be embellished, and it's not going to be any real insight into you with these stories. I don't think
it was a big deal in 1969 when that place opened. I remember. We went there. It was exciting. We looked forward to it, my dad, mom, and me. And we were there, I don't know, probably not opening night, but pretty early on in its existence, we were there.
Sure.
It's been in the same spot.
I'd expect Derbyites to go to a new restaurant.
For 55 years. Isn't that something?
Well, it's something, but it's not surprising because of the quality of the pizza.
55 years it's been there. Now, do you want to hear some other stories? Well, I don't know why.
Go for it.
I got to know the guys that ran it. They were great guys. Now, I was dismissed from Pizza John's in my youth.
Permanently?
No, obviously not. Got back in.
Now, that would have been a story.
I was told not to come back at one point. But those
for doing what?
Leave it to
Bob, Mr. Derby, to disrespect everyone and everything in Derby.
You sound like such a.
I was an a-hole to my teachers. I treated local businesses poorly. Good representation.
I'm not proud of it.
Nor should you be.
I will say that. When I worked at the Daily Reporter, and my wife is upstairs, and she's listening, and she'll be okay with this.
What'd you do, throw a brick through
it? She'll be okay with this story. There was a young woman by the name of Lynn Crosby who worked at Pizza John's, and often I would be working nights at the Daily Reporter because that's kind of when I work, since I was going to school during the day. That makes sense, right?
Sure.
So I would work over there, and just it's across the street, so I'd run over across the street and maybe order some food, but it was mostly just to talk to Len.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife would be fine with you reminiscing about a 55-year-old crush.
Why would my wife object to that?
Why do you need to carry that around?
What do you mean carry it around?
Why do you need to, hey, I really enjoyed...
It's a memory I have.
I really enjoyed talking to Lynn.
I did.
Oh, forget about it.
What?
Lynn is in your distant past.
Why would I forget about it?
Move on. I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's just, you know, we're talking about songs from the summer of 74. Makes me hearken back to that stuff.
Haven't we done that theme or some version of it every week on this show?
No.
Pretty
Max
much.
And I will...
Summer songs from 1974. Question songs from 1974. How about a summer song from 2018? Let's just...
Yeah, we'll do that one of these days.
Mix that in once in a while.
Here's where our listeners have come to appreciate this show. We're consistent. We're going to give you what you want to hear in terms of music. There's not a clamoring for songs from 2018.
That's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though.
There is no question that my target audience is,
you know,
50
there are two,
and above.
There are two people on this show. 80 and above. Between 60 and 80.
Between 40 and 70. And those are the people I... And if you're older than 70, listen, I love having you here.
You know, I'd like to hear from... Our friend Max, not our producer Max.
Here's what Max will say.
Can I finish the thought? He just had a child. I'd like to know how he and his new young family are doing, how that's going for everybody.
I don't care about it. Here's what he'll say about the show. And listen, we're fine that Max has
a child. Here's something interesting. Caden Favors just selected.
By the Cardinals.
By the Cleveland Guardians.
Really?
Yes.
Are you happy with that?
Sure, why not?
Caden Favors from Wichita State, not ranked amongst the top 250 prospects.
Well, I got him 249.
Nor was the Cardinals pick, catcher Josh Cross. That's two catchers they've taken first six rounds. I don't know what they're doing. I can't figure them out. They got catching depth. What are they doing?
I don't know.
They don't need all these catchers. Maybe they see that no other teams have catching depth, so they're just going to load up and trade a bunch of these people.
Well, we don't even know.
Because you got to have a good catcher.
Doesn't hurt.
I don't know. Every time I see a pick now, I'm getting depressed.
Don't get depressed. We're late in the process.
We'll get Jim Callis on the show next week and see if he can build up my hope. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel. How do you feel about Caden Favors?
Nice pitcher. Hope he succeeds. Like I said, the Guardians seem to be going for the under-slot guys because they use their over-slot money on a couple of high school pitchers.
The Cardinals haven't picked a high school player yet. They got a catcher from Cincinnati. Are you kidding me?
It's a Big 12 guy. Cincinnati.
Well, that's the third Big 12 guy they picked.
Cincinnati has a baseball program? I was kind of shocked.
Of course they do.
Has anybody important ever come out of the university?
I wish I was younger because there's been a few, and I can't think of them now.
Well, I guess we can always check that out.
But Cincinnati's had decent baseball.
I guess I believe
in time.
That.
Are you done? Have you heard enough of my Pizza John's reminiscing?
I think so.
Do people like that when I reminisce?
If you have to ask, I think you know the answer.
What do you think? Do you like it secretly, deep down?
It's fine, I guess. I mean, it's not... It's not a show killer, if that's what you're asking.
My dad was a great man.
Of course he was.
I miss him every day. But he never... Well, never's too strong a word. He never sat me down and told me stories of his youth. Outside of one thing, he was proud that one of his best friends growing up in Winfield was Ernie Schmidt. Ernie, a Hall of Fame, Kansas.
By the way,
Hall of Fame.
I'm going to interrupt you only because...
No, I don't interrupt me.
No, because somebody out there, one of your 80-year-olds, is screaming at the radio, Sandy Koufax went to the University of Cincinnati.
Right.
So there's a...
So you sound like a moron again.
Yeah, so I want to clear that all up and continue your story.
Did somebody text you?
No, I looked it up.
I could. That's the one I was thinking of, but I couldn't come up with.
There are five players in the history of Cincinnati to make a big league all-star team: Sandy Koufax, Kevin Youkilis, Josh Harrison, Ed Brinkman, and Ian Happ.
I can tell you a story about all of them.
Ed Brinkman, give me an Ed Brinkman story.
Washington Senators couldn't hit, but one of those guys that was
played forever.
Yeah, one of those guys that was a good infielder. But he wasn't ever much of a hitter. And in that era when Ed Brinkman played, all you wanted from a shortstop was to be able to catch it.
Right. And nobody really knew.
There were a bunch of shortstops who just couldn't hit.
That's all the shortstop position essentially was at that time. Just light-hitting guys who could maybe field, maybe throw. We didn't really know at the time.
Right.
But they got the job done.
But Eddie Brinkman was a good Major League Baseball player.
And, in fact, was one of the great defensive players of his era.
What did I just say?
You said, I mean, you didn't go that far with it.
Of course I did.
He led the league, he didn't have the stat then, but in defensive war twice, and racked up 20 defensive war
Eddie
over
Brinkman,
his career.
He couldn't move to save his life, but everything hit at him, he caught.
Well, he must have been able to move pretty well.
He had okay range, but he wasn't a fleet guy. There you go to your phone again. You're like,
how many steals did he have?
When am I ever wrong?
Well,
it's just astounding.
If he's that good defensively, he's got to have range.
But a lot of shortstops didn't run well. Dal Maxville wasn't a fleet guy. Keep naming them. Ray Euler couldn't run.
Dick Groat.
Dick Trzuski couldn't run.
I don't think that's a real person.
Dick Groat wasn't fast. Now, Dick Groat could hit, though.
A little bit.
Not a little bit. He was a very good hitter. So, Eddie Brinkman wasn't a runner. He was slow afoot, in fact.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Well, no. You've seen it. Now, tell the listeners, because you're going to double-check everything I say.
What am I going to double-check?
How many stolen bases did he have in his career?
At least 30.
How many did he have?
30.
Over how many years?
He played a little bit. He didn't get on base much, so how are you going to have a whole lot of stolen bases? Probably hit at the bottom of the order. You got your
pitcher
up. Do
you ever think to yourself...
no reason for him to steal bases.
Do you ever think to yourself, my dad knows more baseball than anybody I've talked to.
No.
And I should stop questioning him.
No, never. I'm sure there was plenty of reasons why he didn't steal bases. That's what I go to.
Well, one is the fact that let me guess his career batting average. I'll say 217.
Who are we talking about
again? Eddie Brinkman. I'll say 217.
224.
Very close. Let me guess his number of career home runs. How many at-bats did he have?
He came to the plate 6,642 times.
So basically... 11 seasons. Over 11 full seasons, how many home runs would Eddie Brinkman have? Now, he hit more than you might imagine. So I'm going to say he finished his career with 65 home runs.
Man, he should have just stuck with 60.
How many?
60.
Okay.
14 one year for the Tigers.
Right. What did I just say?
Nothing. You didn't say that.
I said he hit some home runs.
What, he didn't get on base, 280, 300 career slugging.
Yeah, he wasn't a good offensive player.
OPS plus of 65.
He was, this is all we've talked about.
See, you know why he had 44 intentional walks?
Because he batted eighth in front of the pitcher.
Exactly. So why would he steal bases?
Tomorrow on the show, Colin Mockery from Whose Line Is It Anyway? He's coming to the Orpheum with Brad Sherwood. And we'll talk with Colin Mockery, longtime improv comedian.
Yes, he is. That's an art form.
An interesting conversation.
That's an art form that I'm not sure I could ever really figure out. Probably could if I dedicated my life
to
it.
Well, I can give you some tips. If you're ever interested.
Let's do a scene right now.
No, I don't want to do a scene. I do improv every day on this show.
You know what? No, you don't, because I just asked you to do a scene, and the immediate answer in improv is what? Yes.
The immediate answer in my improv.
You said no.
Is no, I do it every day on this show.
Well, then that's not improv.
And I do it with, you've seen me do it many times with Ted Woodward.
No, I haven't.
What do you mean you haven't?
I've seen you do it once with Ted Woodward many times.
You know, when Ted Woodward and I get together and...
It's the same shtick, which is fine. It's a decent shtick. But don't act like this is some ongoing storyline.
If you put us in any setting, the reason it's the same shtick is because when you see us, when you have seen us in the past, we've been at Shocker basketball games.
Right. I don't think it's any different anywhere else.
That shtick is, it reflects our surroundings.
I mean, Ted is funny. He must, I don't know. I just assume, like Steve Martin and Martin Short, probably would want to have been surrounded by funny people, but he got you, and that's...
Ted, call the show, 869-1240, if you're listening, and I know you do, and I know it's not to hear Jeff. What?
He texts me during the show.
It's the
truth.
Does
he ever text you during the show?
Of course he does.
Never.
Many times. Often.
I think it's usually to commend and laud my funniness.
By the way, congratulations to Odyssey's very own Steve McIntosh. Today celebrating his 54th year on Wichita Radio.
Amazing.
That's something to be celebrated and commended and mentioned. And Mac, that's incredible. And no signs of slowing down.
Doesn't look like
it. Steve and Ted show every morning on our sister station, KNSS. I can't imagine it. I thought 43 years in the newspaper game was a long time.
It was. He's going even longer.
I just 54 years. How old was he when he started?
Probably 19, 20.
Well, good for him.
I guess. You could do that back in the day. Not that you can't start a radio career at 20 now, but you might not have the same immediate opportunities.
Well, we had, it's been very interesting growing up and living in the same community all my life, because I've gotten to hear all these people. All these radio and TV and newspaper people that have come through and at least for a pit stop in Wichita, and often a lot more than that. And so all those legends come to mind, and it leads me to think we should do that today for the Bob and Jeff draft.
What are we doing?
Wichita electronic media legends.
That's not going to do anything
for anybody. I think it does.
It doesn't, and that's mean to. And then we'll leave somebody out. And
so
I don't like that. That's not. Your heart's in the right place.
I think it's a great
the
category.
Execution of it.
Max,
by the way,
get on with us. What do you think of that
way,
category?
Steve, of course, he's going to suck
who's
up to
not
you.
From Wichita,
Steve McIntosh, 74 years old. By the way,
Do you like the idea, Max?
Too niche.
Every time I try to go,
it's not a bad idea.
There you go, exactly.
I wouldn't know how to judge that, since I wouldn't know anybody outside of Steve Mack.
No, you wouldn't, because you haven't been here
long. Nor would anyone else.
What do you mean? My crowd would. All right, let's just name a few.
Okay.
Well, it's not a Bob and Jeff draft. Jack Oliver. That's a good one. Let me write these down. Now, this is electronic media, not necessarily just radio.
What else is there?
Okay.
TV?
Sure.
Okay.
And
Meryl Teller.
It's my turn.
I thought it wasn't a draft.
Now, electronic media today could include print people too, because that's...
I'm going to leave them out.
Yeah, we're going to leave print people out.
No offense.
What do you mean no offense?
No offense
to me or to print people?
To print people. They're going to be left out.
Jack Oliver, your number one pick.
That's not a pick. That's just someone I named.
I'm going to write it down here informally. So it's my pick?
No.
I would go with... let me think here for a second.
Well, you don't have to think. because this isn't a ranking or a draft. You can literally name anyone you want.
I'll go with Cindy Close.
Yeah, we should probably.
I hope she's listening, and I get, you know, that's a very nice gesture by
me. We should probably name all those Channel 12 people. Meryl Teller.
Well, who's your next pick?
Roger Cornish.
Who's your next pick?
I'm not picking.
Now, who would you next say? This isn't a draft.
Then quit making it sound like one.
I'm not making it sound like one.
I picked my boy Meryl.
Meryl Teller. Good pick. I mean, you can't go wrong picking Meryl Teller.
He's been on this show before, as has,
sure
I believe,
has.
Cindy Close, as has Jack Oliver.
I have no problems with Meryl Teller. And again, we're not picking. This is not a Bob and Jeff draft.
It is not.
Who's your next pick? I would go with...
You're not going with anybody. You're mentioning names of people in the media that you admire. We're not talking about their talent level, their skills, their even what they even mean to Wichita as
well,
a whole.
I'll go with my friend Roger Cornish. The late Roger Cornish. I believe he and I did one of these shows together back in the day where he was my co-host, not the Bob and Jeff show, but Sports Daily.
Sounds like it could have happened.
And Roger and I clicked. For whatever reason.
Contemporaries.
You want me to pick another one?
No, I don't. Because this isn't a draft.
Who are you going with?
And I like to think Greg the Hitman Williams has made a pretty big impact on the city of Wichita.
The Hitman, right here from Power 93.
Yeah, old KKRD. He's a Wichita guy, born and raised.
Yeah, I'll go with in that same vein, the late Dancing Don Hall,
another old KKRD guy who had been around.
Yeah,
future Bob is on the air or is on hold.
Well, hold on, Bob. He
probably wants to name guys
hold,
that he.
Hold on, Bob. I'm in the middle of a draft.
But he's gonna make the same picks you are because he is you.
Hold on, Bob.
We're not drafting.
Let's go. Give me one more pick before I go to Bob.
Susan Peters.
Susan Peters gets the nod. Of course, I go back a long way.
I want Larry Hatterberg, too.
Well, no, you can't have Larry Hatterberg.
That's both.
That was going to be my next pick. Larry Hatterberg. And these aren't picks necessarily. This isn't
why are you writing him down?
Draft.
Let's get to future Bob.
Let's see what Bob has. Hello, Bob.
Hey. Yeah, Cecil Carrier, the weatherman from Channel 3, and I think he did it on KFH.
That's a good one.
Do you remember him?
Oh, of course. There's no one I don't remember.
Oh, okay. And his daughter,
that's a
Catherine
good one, Bob.
Carrier. And then there was
Bob,
go ahead.
Kathy Carrier, that,
those are good picks.
Did it for a long time.
Sure, she did.
But before you go,
Cambridge,
Bob. Go
Jeff,
ahead.
Apparently, Jeff has something to say to you. Do you mind lowering your standards and talking with Jeff for a moment?
It doesn't have to be right this second. You can
okay, go, Jeff.
You can continue.
He's willing to entertain what you have to say.
I understand that. That's why I was going to talk. You can continue spinning your yarns about old-timey media personalities, but before you go, can you just let Bob know what his next 6 months or a year are going to be like, since you are him?
Well, not really. I'm no future teller. I just don't look into the future very far.
Just play along, Bob.
Let me tell you what. If I have a 6 months like that, I'll be pleased.
Oh, okay.
Bob, why do you call this show? Is it to talk to me or to talk to Jeff? Or what is your motivation?
All of you. Pretty funny guys.
All right, Bob, we love you. Thank you for calling.
One other thing. Cecil Carrier, he was from Cambridge, Kansas.
Yeah, over my in isn't that over in Kingman or Reno County? No, one of those two.
No, Cali County, east of Burden. Cali County.
Dang it! I think I knew
dad
that.
And his brothers and my sister were born over in Chautauqua County. So okay, well, thanks.
Good stuff. See, that's the kind of thank you, Bob. That's the kind of institutional knowledge that only people of Bob's ilk can share.
You think so?
Yeah, you don't know any of that.
Well, he did kind of explain what your future would be like, because now you are going to learn, apparently, that Greenwich, or whatever he said, is in Harvey County.
Who's your next pick?
I'm not picking.
Okay, I'll pick. I've got Cindy Close, Roger Cornish, Don Hall, Larry Hatteberg.
I'm not picking. I'm mentioning.
I'm going to go with Gus Greeby.
That doesn't really count.
He worked at Channel 12 forever. Sports director. Why wouldn't it count?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it should count.
Why?
Just doesn't seem like it should count.
He was the voice of the Shockers.
Right. I got Mike Kennedy.
Well, there you go. Mike Kennedy. What took you so long?
But I'm not drafting. I'm mentioning. This isn't... I don't want Mike Kennedy to be listening and say, well, they only picked me fifth.
Mike, no. You were picked fifth.
We're mentioning.
Handle it.
And this isn't a draft.
Handle it. And I'm not here to soothe feelings.
You should. I'll remember that.
Somebody gets their feelings hurt by a Bob and Jeff draft, then that's on them.
This isn't a draft. So
my sixth pick.
A draft, it would have been Snake, and we would have
my sixth pick.
Followed the rules.
All-time Wichita Electronic Media, the category.
I'm bowing out of this conversation. I'm done.
Number six for me. Well, that gets tough. I'm going to go way back to my, wouldn't say friend, but I did get to know him a little bit. Greg Gamer, former anchor at KSN. How about that?
Great.
Not a bad one. And wouldn't you have to look at at another weather person?
Jimmy O?
Perhaps. Or what about Dave Freeman?
Who?
What?
Not familiar.
Why'd you say that? Just because he doesn't work at, neither did Jimmy O.
I know, but that's a little farther back to where I don't feel the ownership.
Cecil Carrier is a good one.
Well, your future guy mentioned him.
He sure did.
Obviously, because now you're taking him two rounds later. It all adds up. That is future Bob.
All right, time for a break.
Are we not finishing this draft?
Well, I'll finish it when I come back. I thought you said it wasn't a draft.
I'll have to think about it.
It's a fun draft.
It's all right.
Boy, there's all kinds of people jumping through my head.
Is that right?
What about? Nobody's taking. I'll go in, take Steve McIntosh. How'd we let him linger that long?
Eh.
What do you mean, eh? We'll be back.
It's showtime, baby. You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You don't have any idea what my life was like before you came along. You know, most people want to have kids and they settle in, and that's all good.
I hear ya.
Jeff Lutz.
I know that, dude.
It's hard for me to believe that you folks don't understand the way of the world.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Then it's going to be legendary.
We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We're kind of mingling through an unofficial Bob and Jeff draft, the official one coming up in about 20 minutes.
What are we going to do?
Wichita electronic media personalities over the years. You got any others that come to mind? I mean, since it's not a draft.
Scott the News Cub Smith.
The Cub.
What's he up to?
I don't know. I've talked to him within the last several years. It's been a little while. Yeah, the Cub and Don Hall. And
who are some KFDI, John Wright?
John Wright.
He's done a good
I never
job.
Listened to KFDI very much. Dan Dillon, KFDI personalities. Oh my goodness, what? God. The father of Melissa Beck.
Okay.
What was that guy?
I remember her. I don't know. John Beck.
No, don't be an idiot. I don't like idiots.
Probably something along the lines
of
John.
I've decided that I'm done with it. I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
I was just trying to trip your memory, maybe.
His name wasn't Beck.
It wasn't? That's unfortunate, and I don't know. I literally have nothing. We're both looking up things.
Yeah, because you don't make any sense. That's why. Mike Lynch.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of KFDI people through the years, and I feel remiss not mentioning them all. No, that Mike Oatman was the father.
Yeah, he should be on this list, too, as should Mike Ewan. Give me a break, sitting over there.
I mean, they've had a lot of people over at KFDI. Willie Wheelchair.
Okay.
These are people, now that I'm looking through the list, I remember the names.
That's cool, I guess.
Ernie Towsley was somebody who was a ranch hand at one time. Hung out at Wichita State basketball games.
What about Melissa McDermott?
Melissa Beck, you mean?
Yeah.
Why are you delving into this when you don't have a clue?
She's listed on our list of people from Wichita under journalism.
Well, sure.
Is the great Susan Peters, as we mentioned. What about Tracy Rowlett?
Don't know of Tracy. That doesn't mean she didn't contribute greatly.
He began his career as a sports reporter for the Wichita Beacon.
You don't know
Tracy?
No. I don't know Tracy Rowlett.
He later served in the Air Force. Well,
good.
When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, Rowlett was still serving at Tripoli.
You know where I was? Serving in the third grade. So why would I know Tracy Rowlett?
He worked at KFH Radio and as a news director at Cake. How do you not know?
Here's one.
Tracy Rowlett.
Fred Huddleston.
Did you know Jim Lehrer was born in Wichita?
Yes, of course I knew that. Here's the story about Fred Huddleston. So he would work in the evenings on KFH. And every evening at 10 o'clock, he would come on with his crime report for the day. And Fred Huddleston's crime report for the day in my home growing up was the most must-listen radio you could imagine. So at 10 o'clock every night, it wasn't like my parents sent me to bed at 9. I had to hear the crime report.
Awesome.
From Fred Huddleston.
Were your parents generally kind of paranoid and we didn't want this stuff on our streets?
It was captivating listening. Fred covered crime.
I feel like we need a phone call from Tony Dusing.
It was a different era. You got me.
You don't know Tracy Rowlett.
Why do we need Tony Dusing when you got me?
To tell us about Tracy Rowlett, who only worked literally every place you ever worked, and he covered the Kennedy assassination. Maybe you should get on that.
I have no idea who Tracy Rowlett is. No offense to you, Tracy.
I think we should call him.
You've done a great job in your career. We appreciate you.
In fact, Max, I'm going to send you
being in Tripoli. I just don't know him.
We're going to find him. I'm going to send Max's number.
Get Tony on the air.
Now we're going to get Tracy Rowlett.
Tracy's probably not still alive.
He's 82.
Is he still in Wichita?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Anyway, Fred Huddleston. And then there was another guy, Doyle. God, what was his first name?
Can't answer that.
Are people enjoying this?
No.
They have to be, right?
It's jump the shark. You're just naming last names and hoping for something.
Fred Doyle. Were there two Freds? Fred Huddleston and Fred Doyle?
Yeah, probably.
He was another legendary newsman.
There he is.
Is it Fred Doyle?
No, Tracy Rowlett.
Why are you so hung up on Tracy Rowlett?
Because I want him on the show.
I don't get it.
He lives in Dallas.
Where's Tony Dusing when you need him?
His full name is Charles Rowlett.
Here's what Tony has to be prepared to do, because this isn't...
Charles Tracy Rowlett.
This isn't your normal radio show. You're 6 steps from the studio, Tony. Come in and tell us about
listening?
Tracy Rowlett.
Yeah, just phone us up. Is that a thing people say?
No, come on. Get on the air.
Oh, yeah. Just go into the studio.
That's what I just said.
That makes
again,
a lot of sense.
You freaking idiot. I mean, it's just...
You just walk over there, Tony. It's not that hard. I'm not so thankful I thought of that.
Here's what Jeff said. Why did he call us?
Well, maybe he's out and about. He leaves at 1 p.m. every day.
You know, now you're throwing Tony Dusing
under the
bus.
No, because he works so hard the other hours.
Now you're throwing our program director under the bus.
I would never.
Tony
is
on a conference.
Going to get Tony,
Tony is on a conference call. I went to get him.
Well, hang up. Nobody cares about a conference call.
I agree.
These are corporate conference calls, of which I've spent many hours on. Do you believe that?
No.
Does anything ever get settled in a conference call? Ask yourself that.
I don't know if they're looking to settle, but the Guardians just talked the 118th pick into the 205th pick.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
It's value.
There's such a feeling of animosity for the Guardians in
there
this
is?
Market because that's... you just won't shut up about them.
Getting some good high school pitching.
No, I mean, really. I'm being as sincere as I can be.
Well, that's fine.
If you want the Guardians to be accepted and...
You know how much we live rent-free in the head of Jason Duda? Or at least I do? He's texting me yesterday about the Guardians picking number one and getting the number one prospect from by MLB.com. That's how.
Did he get under your skin?
No.
You know who is the easiest guy to manipulate? It's you.
Is Jason Duda?
No.
Are you kidding me?
It's
I'm the master manipulator.
It's you by far.
But I don't do that anymore because I've grown up.
It's you by far.
I don't think so. Maybe you guys haven't grown up. Maybe Jason Duda will never grow up.
I think Jason's fine.
Mm.
You know, he doesn't get worked up about things.
A little lacking in the maturity department.
He doesn't get worked up about things.
But he wants to work up others. Is that a mature person?
I don't mind it, as long as it's you.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't get involved. What does that tell you? I was getting those texts.
He wasn't trying to tweak you.
Why do you think that is? Because he knows it's impossible.
He was trying to get you to join in.
And
it's
did I?
It's impossible.
Did I join in?
You've gotten tweaked on this show 7 or 8 times.
Did I join in?
I think you were just tired.
I had nothing to say to that conversation.
To that what?
But it was practically Jason Duda begging me to respond. And those are things I'm just not going to do. I'm not going to do that. I'm above it.
What's our draft going to be?
You pick.
I want to pick all-time home run derby winners as players.
No, I don't like that.
Well, then you pick.
I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to like it.
What happened to your hand? You got a big gash in your hand.
I itched it too much, and skin came off.
You do that a lot, and that's not going to bode well for your future.
It's all right. It itched really bad. Like, I just itched it too much. I wasn't actively
trying. Was it a bite?
Maybe, but it just itched so bad for a long time.
I've never heard of anybody scratching an itch to the point of tearing skin and bleeding.
I've never heard of that.
I didn't bleed. It just skin came off.
I've never heard of that. And who doesn't bleed if skin comes off?
Well, there was red.
I'm sorry. I sliced my hand with a knife, but amazingly, no blood. What are you, a vampire?
I mean, there was red.
Do vampires bleed?
I don't know.
They need blood, but then it may never come out. I don't know. I don't know much about
vampires. I doubt
it. But that's weird. That's
it just left a gash. It didn't leave blood.
I've never heard of anybody with an open wound that didn't bleed.
Well, it didn't. I don't know what to tell
you. That's otherworldly. That's alien.
Try to rub skin off your hand or finger.
I would never try to rub skin.
It'll just come off. There's another layer of skin beneath it.
I would never rub.
To replace the skin that you lost, it will scab over.
I would never, ever rub skin off. That's not what I do.
I guess you've never had an itch.
No, I will gently, look, this is it. I will gently scratch an itch.
Well, my itch did not go away.
And then I've got one of those back scratchers my wife bought me. So if I get a place I can't reach.
Yeah, we all have spatulas.
I'll go for that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Now, this is it's not a spatula. This is a back scratcher with like claws on it.
Claws?
Yeah.
Good Lord. You say I'm a glutton for punishment.
Sometimes I get an itch in my back that just drives me crazy. Everybody's had that. And you can't reach it.
It's unfortunate.
You stand against a wall or a door frame and you look like a moron.
I use the edge of pins.
Back and forth. What I do is go get the claw. I call it the claw.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I reach back there and I claw my back.
You say, Debbie, hand me the claw.
Hand me the claw.
I'll have to verify that with her.
But I don't need her to hand it to me because I have the claw on my side of the bed.
You apparently so.
Right. And that's when I need it, that's what I do.
What's our draft?
I don't know.
You didn't like my pick.
I don't know what it is.
I like home run derby winners. As players.
No, I don't like it.
I like it.
No,
let's go with it.
No, I'm not going with it.
Then let's go with it.
I'm going to do this. All-time shocker professional baseball players.
Ugh.
Since we have the draft today. Shockers who made it to the big leagues. We're going to pick 8 each. And Max will give us a judgment. He may not have heard of some of these people.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I like it.
Are there even 16?
Today is the draft. Of course there are. There's many more than 16.
Are there 16 worth taking?
Sure. Shockers who have made it to the big leagues. That's the subject.
There's one pick that wins it.
He is not eligible.
Joe Carter not eligible.
Is not eligible. Because Fine. He is far and away the guy.
Thank you.
So we're going to eliminate him from the conversation.
All right.
That is the topic for the Bob and Jeff draft. It's next. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I'm about to whoop you in the Bob and Jeff draft. All-time best shockers to play in the big leagues, the category. Joe Carter, who we both agree is kind of far and away the top guy, not eligible for this draft. Let's go ahead and have the flip.
Are these players being judged by
being judged by
their big league careers or... their college careers.
Sure, they're big league careers.
Okay, well, what do you guess?
Heads.
It's tails.
All right, what do you want to do?
I am going to allow you to go first.
All right, I'm going to go first. I get to pick, and I'm taking a look here because I forgot to during the break. So I'm going to get to this very soon.
Good luck.
What do you mean, good luck?
Make a pick, or you forfeit it.
My pick, my first pick, let me just say that, is going to be Casey Blake.
Not a bad pick. If you're into that sort of thing.
Well, now you're delaying.
I will take Charlie O'Brien.
No bat. Did catch that.
Maybe the best defensive catcher ever to play the game.
Well, he had three of the great pitchers of all time.
And I'm going to take, I'm going to preemptively go with Alec Bohm.
Really?
Who's a starting all-star.
Already?
Yeah.
All right. I can see how you could pull that off. But I don't agree with it necessarily.
You don't have to agree with this. Your list. You can do your list. I'll do my list. And never the twain shall meet.
I am going with my next pick.
Is this Gene Stevenson era?
No, it's any era.
That's weak.
What do you mean it's weak?
I don't like it.
Well, why would it just be the Gene Stevenson era? I'm going to go with, well, I had it a minute ago. This is tough. It's hard to get to the big leagues and be really good. You know that?
Well, you know what is also not that
I'm
difficult?
I'm picking Braden Looper.
And?
And Mike Pelfrey.
Well, you just won, so that's fine. I probably should have taken Pelf at two, but I didn't. I'm going to go Mike Lansing.
It's a good pick. If people look him up, he had some very nice years in the big league.
An all-star named in the Mitchell Report. Everything's wonderful.
Bob and Jeff Draft, we apologize for getting knocked off the air. We don't know what causes it. I'm going to blame the heat.
Probably.
I think it's normal to blame heat for everything that goes wrong. And I'm certainly going to do it here. You've made six picks of your eight.
Yeah.
Former Shockers to have reached the big leagues. We've eliminated Joe Carter from this discussion because anybody who would have taken him would have won easily.
Correct.
My next two picks are going to be, and I need to look this guy up for a moment.
Well, if you need to look him up, maybe he's not that great of a selection. Maybe you should already know where he attended college.
No, I know where he attended college. I'm looking him up to make sure I want to put him on the list. And that would be, oh boy. I don't know. I don't think I can do it, and I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want him to be upset with me. I'll go with Nate Robertson.
Yeah, that was going to be my pick.
And my next pick.
I had a dream that, not about Nate Robertson, but for some reason Nate Robertson appeared in my dream the other day.
Tyler Green, who started an all-star game.
He didn't start.
Sure he did.
No, he didn't.
He started an all-star game.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Of course he did.
No.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. He made the all-star team. He absolutely did not start the all-star game. I mean, let's get it together. He had a 5.31 ERA the year he made the all-star team.
Go. What's your pick?
Well,
I'm tired of listening to you.
Well, I was trying to help you out, but you made a bad pick, and that's fine. I will select. There's not many people left.
Tyler Green made an all-star team. That's what I said.
He said he started the all-star
team. I said he did. He started. When the game started, he was on the team.
Sure.
In my world, that's starting.
I'll go Daryl Spencer.
Daryl Spencer didn't go to Wichita State.
Where'd he go?
He signed out of high school. That's a moronic pick.
You sure about that?
Of course I'm sure about it.
Why is he listed?
You get a You don't get any more picks.
Wichita State University baseball players.
Wrong.
Daryl Spencer. Right there.
No, he signed out of high school.
School, Wichita State University. I don't know.
What source are you looking at?
BaseballReference.com.
That's wrong.
Daryl Spencer is my
Never
pick.
Played there. He may have gone to school there, but he never played there.
I don't believe you.
Why wouldn't you believe me?
Why would he sign out of high school and then go to college?
I'm not allowing you to pick Daryl Spencer. Next.
No, I am picking him. I will pick him.
Never been claimed as a Wichita State guy.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's not true.
Signed out of high school. Played professionally as a 18-year-old. Next.
I see here that he didn't sign until 1949 when he was 21. So I'm taking Daryl Spencer.
No, he went and played. He did not play at Wichita State. Why don't you believe me?
Spencer was a native and longtime resident of Wichita, Kansas, graduating from East High School and attending Wichita State University. As far as I know, he's eligible.
He's not eligible. Who else you picking?
Coy Hill.
Coy Hill. Our friend Coy Hill.
That's my list.
You're sticking with Daryl Spencer?
He's on the list. Or I could go Claude Hendricks.
Well, that you know, I'm not going to let you do that either.
So do I get Daryl Spencer or do I not get Daryl Spencer?
You do not.
Based on what facts that you can summon?
Well, because I knew Daryl Spencer very well.
And he told you.
No, he didn't tell me. I just knew. I mean, why wouldn't you go with Claude Hendricks? And if you don't, I am.
No, I got Daryl Spencer.
All right, I'll give you him because I'm going with Claude Hendricks. Who, by the way, won 144 games in the big leagues.
Nobody knows. And he wasn't in the big leagues. He was like in the Federal League mostly.
Claude Hendricks pitched from 1911 to 1920 with the Pirates and the Cubs. He had a career record of 144 and 116 with a 2.65 earned run average. In 1914... He led the National League, the Federal League at that time.
Thank you.
But that's the only 2 years he pitched in the Federal League for 2 years.
Well, the Federal League was
the others were the National League. He won 29 games in 1914 with a 1.69 earned run average.
I'm glad we're not putting any of this into context.
Started 37 games.
The league ERA that year was 0.84.
Finished 34 of them.
As everyone did.
So Claude Hendricks.
Pretty good player to pick.
It up for
eighth.
Me. Who do you have?
Pretty good player to
Seven
pick.
Seven of your eight did go to Wichita State. I'll give you credit.
Eight of my players went to Wichita State. Sabre, Society of American Baseball Research, said he played 2 years at Wichita State.
Well, he didn't.
Played sports. I don't know if he played baseball or not. But he had he earned one varsity letter at Wichita State.
Well, he did not.
Yeah, he did. I don't know if it was for baseball or what, but he got it. The big W right there on his chest.
Well, show me a photo.
There's no photos. What am I? Ansel Adams, for God's sake. Not going back into the 40s and
read us your list and shut up.
Okay. Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreyfuss, Daryl Spencer, and Coy Hill. Where's Brent Chemnitz when we really need him?
Brent wasn't here. Brent doesn't know anything.
I'm asking for judging the lists.
Here is Daryl Spencer's bio on the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame website. Now, I'm not disputing that he attended Wichita State. What I'm disputing is that he played baseball there.
He played
sports.
Because
he did not. A 10-year veteran, of the big leagues. He had 105 home runs in his career.
Wow.
With the Giants,
out of
Reds,
Wichita State,
Cardinals,
he did that?
And Dodgers. He set a major league record for a rookie middle infielder when he hit 20 home runs for the Giants.
Prior to the Shockers.
In 1953. And here's what it says. He led East High in 1946 to a 21-1 record by hitting .426.
Attracting the massive interest of
Wichita
State. He signed
his first pro contract in 1949, although he played independently as a professional in Oklahoma before that, because we've talked about it many times. He went to Wichita State University.
Wow, really?
46-48, but never played baseball.
Read that sentence out loud.
He never played baseball there.
He earned a varsity letter.
He never played baseball.
I don't care if it was in underwater bowling.
You couldn't sound less educated.
Him and SpongeBob down there bowling.
Here's the thing about your being on this show.
It's awesome.
It's embarrassing to me because of your last name.
Great.
Because you carry my last name.
Who cares?
So guilt by association would have people think, man, that guy's doesn't know anything. And I can't imagine his father being much smarter.
I can't either.
So what do we have here? We have two idiots. In the minds of many, we have two idiots.
Perfect.
Doing a radio show.
When
that's
in fact,
awesome. It's just one.
Now, don't be that hard on yourself.
My God. I mean, I spend hours upon hours around Daryl Spencer. I know his story better than he does.
Well, apparently not better than Society of American Baseball Research.
If you find me anything that says he played baseball at Wichita State.
He earned a varsity letter.
I don't know what sport that was in.
Well, I don't either. We'll leave it up to the Twitter voters to decide what sport he played at Wichita State.
I mean, there are no statistics from that era of Shocker baseball, unfortunately.
Well, that could be right.
This was a terrible category from the get-go.
You know who Daryl Spencer's boyhood idol was?
Sure.
Who?
Babe Ruth.
Marty Marion.
Well, that's because Marty was a member of the Gas House Gang. My picks, all-time Shocker big leaguers, Casey Blake, Braden Looper, Mike Pelfrey, Andy Dirks, Don Locke, Nate Robertson, Tyler Green, and Claude Hendricks. Yours, Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreyfuss, Coy Hill, and erroneously, Daryl Spencer.
Okay.
What?
I'm reading about his time at Wichita State.
Okay, read it to me.
It doesn't say he didn't play.
What does it say?
At what is now Wichita State University, freshmen were not eligible to play in 1947. And playing ping pong or hearts at the Men of Webster fraternity house when his 8 a.m.
That's what he got his letter in?
When his 8 a.m. psychology class was meeting kept him academically ineligible as a sophomore. There you go.
What does that prove?
What is it? What do you mean?
You're using that as evidence?
Is it? What do you mean?
What does that prove he played at Wichita State?
No, it proved he could have been eligible his second year, but
did he play?
No.
And he wasn't eligible.
He was ineligible.
He was ineligible.
Yeah, because he played hearts instead of going to class.
Right, like you did.
I wish.
Okay.
Not a lot of.
You have to replace him on your list.
No, I don't. I bet he practiced with him.
He never played. Do you have anybody? Max is still playing the music. This show, well, no, I won't say it.
What? Say it.
No, I love Max. Here's what I'll say. No, I won't say it.
Say it.
I don't want to say it.
I wish you would.
Get Daryl Spencer off your list. Who you picking?
Hold on. I'm going to select the great Connor Gillespie.
Oh, that's a nice one. He had some moments.
Yeah.
For the Giants.
Played in the big leagues after he was drafted immediately.
Right.
For some reason.
I was in Tallahassee, Florida in 2008 with the Shockers in their Super Regional against Florida State. Buster Posey was the shortstop for Florida State at that time. And the draft was held during the Super Regional. The Shockers had lost the game. And one of us, somebody, had to go talk to Connor Gillespie about being drafted the day of a loss. And that was fun.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Connor could be a little grouchy.
One of the best of days.
But that was fun. I don't think it was me that had to do that, although it might have been.
I don't know.
Somebody had to go
Paul Solentrop, perhaps.
Down. Could have been Paul. We were down there together.
So my revamped list, quickly, Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreifert, Connor Gillespie, and Coy Hill. I got years. You got maybe a peak with like guys like Dirk.
Well, Casey Blake was a fantastic big leaguer.
I didn't think you'd have the guts to select him first.
Why?
I was going to come back with perhaps Blake and Pelfrey, but you taking Blake early changed my strategy.
Well, there you go. Who'd you think I was going to pick, for crying out loud?
I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you'd pick Charlie O'Brien or one of those guys who played a long time. Casey Blake played a while.
Casey Blake played forever.
Casey Blake got traded for Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I mean, Casey Blake's a guy, man. Casey Blake made a lot of money in the game.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'll tell you
how much. He made a lot of money, relatively speaking.
I'll tell you right now. He played for 13 years.
Yeah, he played 1,200 games.
And batted .264 with a .77.
He did make a lot of money, $32 million. More than I would have guessed.
How many mil have you made?
Probably one.
You know what? You haven't made one.
You don't think?
No. On that note,
50,000 for 20 years.
We'll bid you adieu. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget Colin Mockery, comedian, on the show tomorrow at 2:25. We'll see you then.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I'm about to whoop you in the Bob and Jeff draft. All-time best Shockers to play in the big leagues, the category. Joe Carter, who we both agree is kind of far and away the top guy, not eligible for this draft. Let's go ahead and have the flip.
Are these players being judged by
their
big league careers or their college careers?
Sure, their big league careers.
Okay, well, what do you guess?
Heads.
It's tails.
All right, what do you want to do?
I am going to allow you to go first.
All right. I'm going to go first. I get to pick. And I'm taking a look here because I forgot to during the break. So I'm going to get to this very soon.
Good. And, good luck.
What do you mean, good luck?
Make a pick or you forfeit it.
My pick, my first pick, let me just say that, is going to be Casey Blake.
Not a bad pick. If you're into that sort of thing.
Well, now you're delaying.
I will take Charlie O'Brien.
No bat. Did catch that.
Maybe the best defensive catcher ever to play the game.
Well, you had three of the great pitchers of all time.
And I'm going to preemptively go with Alec Bohm.
Really?
Who's a starting all-star.
Already?
Yeah.
All right. I can see how you could pull that off. But I don't agree with it necessarily.
You don't have to agree with this. Your list. You can do your list. I'll do my list. And never the twain shall meet.
I am going with my next pick.
Is this Gene Stevenson era?
No, it's any era.
That's weak.
What do you mean it's weak?
I don't like it.
Well, why would it just be the Gene Stevenson era? I'm going to go with, well, I had it a minute ago. This is tough. It's hard to get to the big leagues and be really good. You know that?
Well, you know what is also not that
I'm
difficult?
I'm picking Braden Looper.
And?
And Mike Pelfrey.
Well, you just won, so that's fine. I probably should have taken Pelf at two, but I didn't. I'm going to go Mike Lansing.
It's a good pick. If people look him up, he had some very nice years in the big league.
An all-star named in the Mitchell Report. Everything's wonderful.
Bob and Jeff Draft, we apologize for getting knocked off the air. We don't know what causes it. I'm going to blame the heat.
Probably.
I think it's normal to blame heat for everything that goes wrong, and I'm certainly going to do it here. You've made six picks of your eight former Shockers to have reached the big leagues. We've eliminated Joe Carter from this discussion because anybody who would have taken him would have won easily.
Correct.
My next two picks are going to be, and I need to look this guy up for a moment.
Well, if you need to look him up, maybe he's not that great of a selection. Maybe you should already know where he attended college.
No, I know where he attended college. I'm looking him up to make sure I want to put him on the list. And that would be, oh boy. I don't know. I don't think I can do it. And I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want him to be upset with me. I'll go with Nate Robertson.
Yeah, that was going to be my pick.
And my next pick.
I had a dream that, not about Nate Robertson, but for some reason Nate Robertson appeared in my dream the other day.
Tyler briefly. Green, who started an all-star game.
He didn't start.
Sure he did.
No, he didn't.
He started an all-star game.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Of course he did.
No.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. He made the all-star team. He absolutely did not start the All-Star game. I mean, let's get it together. He had a 5.31 ERA the year he made the All-Star team.
Go. What's your pick? Well, I'm tired of listening to you.
Well, I was trying to help you out. You made a bad pick, and that's fine. I will select... There's not many people left.
Tyler Green made an all-star team. That's what I said.
He said he started the all-star.
He did. He started. When the game started, he was on the team.
Sure.
In my world, that's starting.
I'll go with Daryl Spencer.
Daryl Spencer didn't go to Wichita State.
Where'd he go?
He signed out of high school. That's a moronic pick.
You sure about that?
Of course I'm sure about it.
Then why is he listed?
You get you don't get any more picks.
Wichita State University baseball players.
Wrong.
Daryl Spencer. Right there.
No, he signed out of high school.
School, Wichita State University. I don't know.
What source are you looking at?
Baseballreference.com.
That's wrong.
Daryl Spencer is my
Never
pick.
Played there. He may have gone to school there, but he never played there.
I don't believe you.
Why wouldn't you believe me?
Why would he sign out of high school and then go to college?
I'm not allowing you to pick Daryl Spencer. Next.
No, I am picking him. I will pick him.
Never been claimed as a Wichita State guy.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's not true.
Signed out of high school. Played professionally as a 18-year-old. Next.
I see here that he didn't sign until 1949 when he was 21. So I'm taking Daryl Spencer.
No, he went and played. He did not play at Wichita State. Why don't you believe me?
Spencer was a native and longtime resident of Wichita, Kansas, graduating from East High School and attending Wichita State University. As far as I know, he's eligible.
He's not eligible. Who else you picking?
Coy Hill.
Coy Hill. Our friend Coy Hill.
That's my list.
You're sticking with Daryl Spencer?
He's on the list. Or I could go Claude Hendricks.
Well, that you know, I'm not going to let you do that either.
So do I get Daryl Spencer or do I not get Daryl Spencer?
You do not.
Based on what facts that you can summon?
Well, because I knew Daryl Spencer very well.
And he told you.
No, he didn't tell me. I just knew. I mean, why wouldn't you go with Claude Hendricks? And if you don't, I am.
No, I got Daryl Spencer.
All right, I'll give you him because I'm going with Claude Hendricks. Who, by the way, won 144 games in the big leagues.
Nobody knows. And he wasn't in the big leagues. He was like in the Federal League mostly.
Claude Hendricks pitched from 1911 to 1920 with the Pirates and the Cubs. He had a career record of 144 and 116 with a 2.65 earned run average. In 1914, he led the National League, the Federal League at that time.
Thank you.
But that's the only 2 years he pitched in the Federal League for 2 years.
Well, the Federal League was
the garbage. Others were the National League. He won 29 games in 1914 with a 1.69 earned run average. Started.
I'm glad we're not putting any of this into context.
Started 37 games.
The league ERA that year was 0.84.
Finished 34 of them.
As everyone did.
So Claude Hendricks.
Pretty good player to pick
it up for
eighth.
Me. Who do you have?
Pretty good player to pick.
Seven of your eight did go to Wichita State. I'll give you credit.
Eight of my players went to Wichita State. Saber, Society of American Baseball Research, said he played 2 years at Wichita State.
Well, he didn't.
Played sports. I don't know if he played baseball or not. But he had one. He earned one varsity letter at Wichita State.
Well, he did not.
Not. Yeah, he did. I don't know if it was for baseball or what. But he got it. The big W right there on his chest.
Well, show me a photo.
I'm not. There's no photos. What am I? Ansel Adams, for God's sake. Not going back into the 40s and
read us your list and shut up.
Okay. Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreifert, Daryl Spencer, and Coy Hill. Where's Brent Chemnitz when we really need him?
Brent wasn't here. Brent doesn't know anything.
I'm asking for judging the lists.
Here is Daryl Spencer's bio on the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame website. Now, I'm not disputing that he attended Wichita State. What I'm disputing is that he played baseball there.
He played
sports.
Because
he did not. A 10-year veteran of the big leagues. He had 105 home runs in his career.
Wow.
With the Giants,
out of
Reds,
Wichita State,
Cardinals,
he did
and
that?
Dodgers. He set a major league record for a rookie middle infielder when he hit 20 home runs for the Giants.
Prior to the Shockers.
In 1953. And here's what it says. He led East High in 1946 to a 21-1 record by hitting .426.
Attracting the massive
he
interest of Wichita
State.
He signed his
first pro contract in 1949. Although he played independently as a professional in Oklahoma before that, because we've talked about it many times.
Well,
he went to Wichita State University.
Wow, really?
46-48, but never played baseball.
Read that sentence out loud.
He never played baseball there.
He earned a varsity letter.
He never played baseball.
I don't care if it was in underwater bowling.
You couldn't sound less educated.
Him and SpongeBob down there bowling.
Here's the thing about your being on this show.
It's awesome.
It's embarrassing to me because of your last name.
Great.
Because you carry my last name.
Who cares?
So guilt by association would have people think, man, that guy doesn't know anything. And I can't imagine his father being much smarter.
I can't either.
So what do we have here? We have two idiots. In the minds of many, we have two idiots Perfect. Doing a radio show. When That's in fact, awesome. It's just one.
Now, don't be that hard on yourself.
My God. I mean, I spend hours upon hours around Daryl Spencer. I know his story better than he does.
Well, apparently not better than Society of American Baseball Research.
If you find me anything that says he played baseball at Wichita State.
He earned a varsity letter.
I don't know what sport that was in.
Well, I don't either. We'll leave it up to the Twitter voters to decide what sport he played at Wichita State.
I mean, there are no statistics from that era of Shocker baseball, unfortunately.
Well, that could be right.
This was a terrible category from the get-go.
You know who Daryl Spencer's boyhood idol was?
Sure.
Who?
Babe Ruth.
Marty Marion.
Well, that's because Marty was a member of the Gas House Gang. My picks, all-time Shocker big leaguers, Casey Blake, Braden Looper, Mike Pelfrey, Andy Dirks, Don Locke, Nate Robertson, Tyler Green, and Claude Hendricks. Yours, Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreyfuss, Coy Hill, and erroneously, Daryl Spencer.
Okay.
What?
I'm reading about his time at Wichita State.
Okay, read it to me.
It doesn't say he didn't play.
What does it say?
At what is now Wichita State University, freshmen were not eligible to play in 1947. And playing ping pong or hearts at the Men of Webster fraternity house when his 8 a.m.
That's when he got his letter in?
When his 8 a.m. psychology class was meeting kept him academically ineligible as a sophomore. There you go.
What does that prove?
What is it? What do you mean?
You're using that as evidence?
Is it? What do you mean?
What does that prove he played at Wichita State?
No, it proved he could have been eligible his second year, but
did
wasn't.
He play?
No.
And he wasn't
eligible.
He was
ineligible.
He was ineligible.
Yeah, because he played hearts instead of going to class.
Right, like you did.
I wish.
Okay.
Not a lot of...
You have to replace him on your list.
No, I don't. I bet he practiced with him.
He never played. Do you have anybody... Max is still playing the music. This show, well, no, I won't say it.
What? Say it.
No, I love Max. I won't. Here's what I'll say. No, I won't say it.
Say it.
I don't want to say it.
I wish you would.
Get Daryl Spencer off your list. Who you picking?
Hold on. I'm going to select the great Connor Gillespie.
Oh, that's a nice one. He had some moments.
Yeah.
For the Giants.
Played in the big leagues after he was drafted immediately.
Right.
For some, reason.
I was in Tallahassee, Florida in 2008 with the Shockers in their super regional against Florida State. Buster Posey was the shortstop for Florida State at that time. And the draft was held during the super regional. The Shockers had lost the game. And one of us, somebody, had to go talk to Connor Gillespie about being drafted the day of a loss, and that was fun.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Connor
was that
could
you?
Be a little grouchy.
One of the best of days.
But that was fun. I don't think it was me that had to do that, although it might have been.
I don't know.
Somebody had to go
Paul Solenchop, perhaps.
Down. Could have been Paul. We were down there together.
So my revamped list, quickly, Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreyfuss, Connor Gillespie, and Coy Hill. I got years. You got maybe a peak with like guys like Dirk.
Well, Casey Blake was a fantastic big leaguer.
I didn't think you'd have the guts to select him first.
Why?
I was going to come back with perhaps Blake and Pelfrey, but you taking Blake early changed my strategy.
Well, there you go. Who'd you think I was going to pick, for crying out loud?
I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you'd take Charlie O'Brien or one of those guys who played a long time. Casey Blake played a while.
Casey Blake played forever.
Casey Blake got traded for Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I mean, Casey Blake's a guy, man. Casey Blake made a lot of money in the game.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'll tell you
how much. He made a lot of money, relatively speaking.
I'll tell you right now.
Not a lot of money relative to.
He played for 13 years.
Yeah, he played 1,200 games.
And batted .264 with a .77.
He did make a lot of money, 32 mil. More than I would have guessed.
How many mil have you made?
Probably one.
You know what? You haven't made one.
You don't think?
No. On that note,
50,000 for 20 years.
We'll bid you adieu. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget Colin Mochrie, comedian, on the show tomorrow at 2:25. We'll see you then.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.